Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is
back. Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
I remind you that I've done this before.
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready.
Welcome again to EspritNet News on Esprit Radio. I want to welcome you onto the show. If this is your first time here, this is where we get a week's worth of news in just one sitting. This is our weekly news summary show. So here we go. On this program, First Lady Michelle Obama said opposing Trump is a matter of basic human decency. The FBI will start tracking U.S. police shootings that they use deadly force. They're going to start tracking until 2017. Women may become smarter just before their cycles is what a new brain scan study is reporting. Ethiopia declares a state of emergency. Adolf Hitler was the Führer of drugs. We have that this week in court and much more. But I want to welcome you onto the show. You're listening to EspritNet News on Esprit Radio. If you're listening to the archives, we're live every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to call in live, the number is area code 323-693-3038. Now, before we start our first news story, on today, October 13th, well, first of all, today is Thursday, October 13th. It is the 287th day of 2016. We only have 79 more for the rest of the year. All right. Now, in history, on October 13th, 1926, Jesse L. Brown was the first African-American aviator in the U.S. Navy and the recipient of the Distinguished Flying Cross. He was born in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, just to get you into some history before we start the show. Now, our first story is a new survey of the cosmos suggests that the universe is home to at least 2 trillion galaxies. Now, a galactic population is 20 times larger than previous estimates. Even using the most advanced and powerful telescopes, astronomers can only see a small percentage of the universe to estimate its total population. Astronomers must study the density of the galaxies within the portions of the cosmos that they can see and make reference about the vast unknown. So they came out today with a news story that it is 20 times larger than what they thought it was. 2 trillion galaxies. I have a lot to say about this, but we'll talk about that later. Now, the U.S. economy created 156,000 jobs in September, is what the official figures show. The unemployment rate edged up to 5% from 4.9%, although that was due to more people looking for work, is what the U.S. Department of Labor said. Job gains occurred in professional and business services and in healthcare. So forget what you heard about healthcare, but people are still getting jobs in healthcare. Samsung offered the Galaxy Note 7 customers $25 to spend on the iPhone if they reject the replacement from the North Korean-owned products. Now, I don't know how much an iPhone 7 cost, or I'm sorry, an iPhone cost, or a Galaxy Note 7. But $25 don't seem like a lot of money. But if you won't turn them in, they will give you $25. I think they're making out on a good end. I'm sure when you get the $25, they're running a disclaimer that if your phone blows up, that they're not taking any responsibility. So watch getting your $25. Now, a new report from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention found 50% of women between the ages of 15 and 44 years old is expected to have a child. Okay. This is up from 46% in 2002. Just want to say this for the record. Roughly up, you know, nearly, I guess they're just saying it's going up, but the birth rate has been down in this country, and it's been going down for the last 10 years. So never fret. I don't know why they use the age from 15 to 44, but birth rate is down nearly 60% in most cases. In the African-American community, it's down since 1990. It's closer to 60%. In other communities, they're a little lower, but the African-American community in particular is down. So forget what you heard. They're trying to get the birth rate up, people. Now, Haiti has begun its 3 days of mourning, or they began their 3 days of mourning, national mourning, last week from those who were killed by Hurricane Matthew, which devastated the country. Now, at least 900 people are believed to have died. Tens of thousands of homes have been destroyed, and some 350,000 people are in need of aid, is what the government says. Now, cholera is a major fear, with several deaths reported as food supplies, given the destruction of their crops. Now, just so that you know, and want to know why the U.S. is responsible, kinda, on the cholera side, is Haiti had no cholera until UN workers came there. So Western countries, they brought cholera to Haiti. So just so you don't get sickened by the story, it was the UN and those guys coming into Haiti that brought cholera, just so that you know. So don't start saying, you know, we have cholera because of Haiti. Europeans actually brought it there. Just wanted to say that for the record. It didn't sit in the Haitians. All right. Now, S&P Global Ratings has warned that enrollment in the Obamacare Health Care Program, or Affordable Health Care Act Exchange, is projected to have a decline in 2017. Now, S&P predicts that 10.2 million of the 11.6 million people will be enrolled in health care after 2017. After that enrollment season, which begins on November 1st, about 12,007 million signed up for the program after the 2016 enrollment period. Now, the enrollment slowdown is expected to occur from people who are not eligible to receive government subsidies or those who are unable to enroll because of the price increase in premiums. Now, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is planning an outreach program to sign up people who's qualified for subsidies and do not have insurance, which the S&P projects will increase those who enrolled, but the increase is to be offset by the current non-subsidized people who will not renew their coverage. Okay, so I'm going to say this again. It's not that the enrollment is going to go down. They expect people who don't get the subsidies not to renew their coverage through the exchanges. It doesn't mean that they are not covered. It just means that they chose to enroll outside of the exchanges that were set up. So the medical system affordable health care is not that bad. The issue is that a lot of states would not create their own exchanges, and they're using the government exchanges. Okay, so states, get your own exchanges. Stop complaining. All right, now the Federal Bureau of Investigations will launch a program to keep tabs on the police officer-involved shootings and other uses of deadly force across the United States beginning next year. Now, Attorney General Loretta Lynch said in a statement, accurate and comprehensive data on the use of force by law enforcement is essential to an informed and productive discussion about community police relations. Now, she said the initiatives we are announcing today are vital efforts towards increasing transparency and building trust between law enforcement and the communities we serve. And the Justice Department will continue to work alongside of state, local, tribal, and federal partners to ensure that we put in place a system to collect data that is comprehensive, useful, and responsive to the needs of the communities we serve. If that's what the Attorney General said. Now, that was a lot of words to say. Who is not surprised that they're not keeping statistics on that? They keep statistics on everything else. They won't track them officially to put them out in their government reports. So they won't do that until next year. Let's see how far this goes when we change presidents and probably attorney generals if those numbers surface. But technically, those numbers are someplace. They just don't release them. And police departments aren't required to tell you how many people they shoot, apparently. All right, First Lady Michelle Obama spoke today with a lot of emotions in her speech from Manchester, New Hampshire. She expressed how deeply upset she was by the Republican nominee for president. And last week, she said that we saw this candidate actually bragging about sexually assaulting women, is what the First Lady said. And I have to tell you, I can't stop thinking about this. It has shaken me to my core in a way that I could not have predicted. She said, so as much as I like to pretend that it isn't happening and to come out here and do my normal campaign speech, it would be dishonest and disingenuous of me to just move on to the next thing like this was all a bad dream. So the First Lady spoke, and everybody's running it as a passing speech, but I did see the speech, and she really did, take it personal. And she said it reminds us of stories we heard from our mothers and grandmothers about how back in their days their bosses can do and say anything, whatever he pleases to a woman in the office, and even though they worked so hard, jumped over every hurdle and proved themselves, it was never enough. And she said people who are truly powerful bringing people together, people who are truly powerful bringing people together, and that is what we need in our next president. We need someone who is a uniting force in this country. So she wrapped it up by telling you who we don't need and who we do need. So I just wanted to make mention of that story. I know they're planning it on mainstream media, but, hey, I had to cover it. She did a great job. Just want to remind you, you're listening to EspriNet News on Espri Radio. Our dial-in number tonight is area code 323-693-3038. If you're already on the line, I want to say hey to everyone who's out there. You can hit one on your line if you want to come in. Want to say hi to Kathleen, hey to Kai, if you guys want to jump in this conversation, hey, feel free. And if you want to check us out in the archives, just go to espriradio.soulofsyracuse.com. And if you want to send us a note or email, you can send it to news@soulofsyracuse.com. And, I didn't mention a text that I got during the last show about Kashif passing away. Now, the great musician Kashif, thanks to my cousin Cedric in Houston for that text. It was during the show that I did not add on to the show, and I want to get on here for the record to say that as a musician, if you don't know who Kashif is, go back and check your archives, I don't know, iTunes or wherever you go to check out music, but Kashif was a great, great musician, so I want to mention that. And also some disturbing news that I saw today is apparently someone is shopping the estate. The court-appointed folks are shopping the vault music from Prince's catalog for $35 million. Now, again, it was just last year he won the rights back to all of his music, and the court-appointed folks that's overseeing the estate is shopping the music from the vault because they still don't have his will. Now, if you don't know, when you pass away and your will goes into probate, it can take a couple of years to find someone's will if you don't have it on hand, because they're not cataloged alphanumerically. That's not how that goes in cataloging wills. So you can put them under aliases. You can put them under trust. You can write a lot of different ways to establish a will. But in the meantime, I think that they're trying to sell his music, and that's the going rate. So in sick news, I wanted to say that, and everybody should, as a Prince fan, it is pretty disgusting to hear that, so I don't want to beat that down a little any more than I have to. Okay, let me get back to the news. Now, Italy, their Catholic Church, cannot keep up with demand for exorcisms. As far as it has more than 500,000 people called for help to rid themselves in 1 year. The Vatican is struggling to cope with this massive rise in demand, and the Italians who are finding increasingly menaced by demons is what the story is saying. The Archdiocese of Milan has doubled the number of exorcisms. And I don't know if they double it from 250,000 to 500,000, but apparently Italy, something's going on over there, so I just want to put that out there as a story. Now, a teacher who asked the ninth grade students to discuss the N-word for homework assignments has apologized. Now, the teacher, who is white, and a woman who has not been named at Lafayette High School in Lexington, Kentucky, has issued the homework to her ninth grade English students last week. It was designed to address the derogatory language the students would face when studying Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird. It featured seven questions or statements. Each one featured a racial slur spelled out in full, and I never say the N-word, so I'm not going to say it, including N-word is a derogatory word, and it is acceptable for a black person to say the N-word, and that's the question. Or is it acceptable for them? That's one of the questions that was on there. Now, Lafayette High School principal Byrne Jacobs said that he was not aware of the homework assignment until it went viral, and he said the teacher in question has apologized to her students but did not speak on whether she faced any disciplinary actions. But it was really silly questions. It had nothing to do with To Kill a Mockingbird, but it was pretty much just kind of said, is it acceptable? How do you feel about other people saying the N-word? And she spelled it out. She didn't say N-word like I'm saying. She spelled it out. So, yeah, Lafayette High School in Lexington, Kentucky. Now, a handful of celebrities, including Michael B. Jordan, Danny Glover, and The Wire's Michael K. Williams, have appeared in a public service announcement calling for an end of police brutality against black Americans. Now, the stars were featured, or they are featured in a short film titled Against the Wall, to recreate the pose suspects are ordered to take while under arrest. Now, they started, you know, just kind of, you know, with the camera on them while they're up against the wall, and this real-life 911 recordings are playing in the background, and radio calls are also played in the background. So the film concludes with the message, black is not a weapon, is the theme of that. So just wanted to put that out there. Just was released. Interesting piece. I did not see it yet. I did see the story about it, but I didn't see it yet. So we may have to talk about that after I view it. But it even has the Trayvon Martin, the 911 call from George Zimmerman, while someone is, you know, Van Jones and other people are in this video. But while they just have their hands up against the wall, they're playing these radio calls. So a really powerful message, and I wanted to make sure I mention it. Actor-comedian Chris Rock has smashed all of stand-up comedian records with this new deal with Netflix. He's reportedly getting $40 million for two shows. Now, according to the Hollywood Reporter, the comedian will only have to produce 2 shows for that massive payday. The deal is yet another major coup for the streaming service because Chris Rock's 5 last specials appeared on HBO, with whom he had a long relationship with. Now, if you don't know, 1994, this is a Chris Rock show, so excuse my friends. It was it's called Bad A Jokes. See, I'm still not going to curse. The next one was in 2008, Bring the Pain. Bigger and Blacker was in 2000. Never Scared was 2004. And Kill the Messenger was 2008. They all were produced in conjunction with HBO. Now, after an 8-year absence, Chris Rock has decided to follow the lead of many comedians and switch to streaming. So the first of his shows will tape in 2017, which is next year. After that, he'll have a world tour, which he's currently planning. So Chris Rock, I mean, he's beaten everybody, Seinfeld, anybody else, any of the A-list, what they consider to be A-list comedians. But he is the highest paid, 2 shows, $40 million. There you go. Just wanted to put that out there. Now, 3 Americans are amongst the 17 new cardinals appointed by Pope Francis as the Vatican continues its efforts to present a more moderate face. Now, 13 of the 17 cardinals named by the Pope are under the age of 30, meaning that they are eligible to vote for the next pope if the pope dies or resigns. Now, I didn't know this, but if you're a cardinal and you're over 80, you cannot vote. I just want to say this for all you kids in, you know, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Apparently, you're not old, because in the 80s, you can still be a cardinal. So, never fret age, because every time I read one of these news stories, it kind of makes me wonder. But anyway, hey, 13 of them are under 80, so they'll be able to vote. They're trying to get a younger, hipper face. They didn't say what the average age was, but they just wanted to put that out there. Now, Ethiopia has declared a state of emergency following months of anti-government protests by members of the country's 2 largest ethnic groups, the Oromo and the Amara, make up about 60% of the population. They're complaining, or they complain, power is held by this tiny Tigerian elite. Now, the violence has intensified since last week, when 55 people were killed in clashes between the police and protesters at a festival. Hundreds have died in months of protests. Human rights groups are reporting this, and tens of thousands have also been detained. And if you don't know anything about Ethiopia, Ethiopia is pretty much the cradle of civilization. Ethiopia and Sudan. So when you think of the pyramids in Egypt, which is a Greek name, the people who built the pyramids were all pushed out into Ethiopia and Sudan. So if you don't know where Ethiopia is where we suspect the Ark of the Covenant is. So Ethiopia has a lot of interest for Europeans, but Ethiopia has always kept the Western world out of Ethiopia. So who knows who's backing the rebels on this one, but I just wanted to put that out there for the record. Now, Adolf Hitler was a heavy cocaine and heroin user. Now, it was heroin-like. I guess they kind of compared him to a crystal meth addict, which crystal meth didn't even have a name back then. So in 1941, they said he got animal hormones and heroin and mixed those. In 1943, it was Eucadol, which is a stronger version of heroin, and was the SS was delivering cocaine. So they essentially said he would have a speedball every morning. So he was a really bad drug addict. So there you have it on Hitler, Hitler's drug use. Didn't know that, but nobody really seems to talk about him too much. But technically, he was not just a madman. He was a madman. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Now, Dr. Tamika Cross, who was completing her residency at the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston, was flying to Houston from Detroit on Delta Airlines, you know, the airline I normally fly, when a man fell unconscious. She discovered, she offered to help him, but was dismissed by one of the flight attendants, who said, she called her sweetie and told her to sit down because they didn't believe she was a doctor. So after the pilot really announced that they were looking for help, she raised her hand and the woman looked at her and said, put your hand down, and kept going. And even the other person who went and helped turned to her and said, what should I do? She's a doctor, and they didn't believe that she was a doctor. Now, Delta Airlines did not come out with a statement or anything, but if people want to die because they're racist, that is crazy. But anyway, I'll keep an eye out for Delta's response, but they didn't have any response at the moment of this broadcast, but we're going to put that out there. All right, in other news, a black architect who's 37, not going to say her name, she was humiliated at her Seattle bank, which was Key Bank, in case she, K-E-Y, bank, who refused to believe her check was real. Now, she's a black architect, and she believes that she was discriminated against after they thought that she was cashing a fake check. So she deposited a check, she leaves. The bank manager, or the bank, calls her. She comes back 15 minutes later, and they said, where do you work? Where are your home? Where's the corporate headquarters? They called the corporate headquarters to call HR to see if she was an employee there. Instead of running the check and let it bounce if it was no good, they wouldn't even deposit this woman's money because she was black, and they said, if it was anybody, this is KeyBank statement, because they apologized, but they said, the branch manager said that they would have done this to anybody, not just because she was black, because her bank account wasn't open more than 30 days. I don't think so. All right. Just wanted to say that again for the record. Now, I want to remind you to listen to Esprit Net News on Esprit Radio. You can call in and join us. Area code 323-693-3038. Hey, this is where you get a week worth of news in just one setting. I know I'm just running through stories today, so forgive me for being a little hyped up running through this.
Seconds.
Now, the widow of Keith Lamont Scott, who suggests that the black Charlotte cop did not pull the trigger, had a private autopsy revealed that her husband was shot in the back. Now, if you don't remember this story, this is where he was sitting in the car and they said he was waiting for on a bus to drop off their kid, and she is holding the camera and she's saying, don't do it, you better not shoot him, kind of thing, and the police shot him. They blamed the black officer, saying that he shot the guy, but apparently it was the white officer who shot him in the back. Now, there's a bunch of YouTubes on this. There's a white female, and it's another one with a black female who was there who said the black officer didn't shoot him, the white officer did. But in the official record, they said the black cop shot him. I guess that was to calm racial tensions, to think the black guy shot him so that we wouldn't be upset. But in an interview with CBS, Rakia Scott said that she did not believe that the black Charlotte officer, Brentley Vincent, was the one that killed Keith Scott, pointing to his weapon at the crime scene. So, again, this is the one where they said, oh, there was a gun on the ground. There was not one there, but then there was one there. Whatever. But just wanted to clear that up for the record, because it did prove the autopsy came back and said, no dice, he was shot in the back. All right. Now, Indian police arrest a call center staff, and I guess it says Indian police, but I guess because this is in India. Although this week a 911 operator was arrested, but we'll skip that story right now. But Indian police arrest call center staff who was connected to U.S. national fake calls posing as revenue officials. Now, Mumbai-based call center reportedly claimed that the life of an elderly American woman, and the workers allegedly threatened the woman and demanded that she paid a large sum of money after posing as U.S. Revenue officials. Now, I want to say this, and the reason I'm jumping over this, my cousin Bridget, just want to say blessings to my cousin Bridget Houston, but I remember this scam. The people from India calls and says, hey, you owe us money and all of that stuff. And I know I talked about this on another show before where other people have called in and said that they've been contacted. And my cousin Bridget called them back, and I kept asking her, why are you bugging those people? And they didn't want to talk to her, but they were scamming people by saying you owe the Internal Revenue. So if you owe the Internal Revenue money, they will send you a letter. They will not call you ever. So don't give those fools your money. But they did have a crackdown, so I guess they're gonna be all right. All right. Now, Apple wins its $120 million appeal in the Samsung copycat patent case. Now, the U.S. appeals court said this week they handed Apple a victory in one of its battles with the rival Samsung, reinstating a $119.6 million verdict for the iPhone maker for patent infringement. Now, Apple's lawsuit contends that Samsung infringed on its patent for the slide and unlock and auto correction, among other things. But the problem is the determination needs to be made whether it's a software that they stole or they stole the whole concept for the phone. So the compensation was based on the fact that the phone was copied, and apparently they want to know how to divvy up the money in a better way, I guess is what they're trying to say. So there you go. So they won an appeal. Who knows how far that's going to go, but Samsung needs to pay them. Although their phones are blowing up right now, they may not get much money, but they're still trying to get it. Now, the World Health Organization Cancer Agency is under scrutiny for allegedly causing too many public health scares. Now, the International Agency for Research on Cancer publishes a report that shapes global lifestyle trends. Now, the report have branded coffee, mobile phones, processed meat, and weed killers, amongst other things, as dangerous products that can cause cancer. However, the U.S. government officials are now calling for an official review, questioning how much evidence there is to categorize these items as carcinogens. It criticizes the history. The criticisms include the industry says that it's sometimes too quick to jump to conclusions that circumstances, you know, may differ and substances may cause cancer, cause unnecessary health scares. It defends its methods as scientifically sound, by the way, but I don't know why the government wants them to stop warning people, because I think we actually know that some of this stuff is dangerous. But anyway, the World Health Organization Cancer Agency is now under scrutiny. Don't know why. Now, I don't watch this program, but in real life, NCIS news, an NCIS agent was seduced into becoming a mole for a Malaysian kingpin because he was lonely and needed a girlfriend, is what his lawyers are claiming in court. He faces up to 15 years in prison. Now, this former Naval Criminal Investigator Service agent who was facing 15 years in prison claimed that he was seduced because he didn't have a girlfriend. I think that's what he's actually claiming in court, but he was apparently a mole for a Malaysian kingpin. Okay. Now, I didn't go through this, but I guess I'll go through the Donald Trump news of the day because it's just way too much. Now, you know, yesterday there was five people that came out, today there was another 6 women that came out about sexual assault. But NBC has announced that Billy Bush, who was initially suspended indefinitely for his lewd comments with Donald Trump doing that recording for, it wasn't Entertainment Tonight. It was Access Hollywood. I couldn't think of the name of him. And Billy Bush, I guess the executive, Today Show executive, said that there is simply no excuse for Billy's language and behavior on that tape, and NBC has decided to suspend him pending review in the matter. And the next day they came out and just fired him. So there you have it. Billy Bush is not on the Today Show. Now see how this works. Billy Bush may not, they say he may sue NBC over this, over his Today Show dismissal, but he's being courted by ABC's Dancing with the Stars already. Here we go. So Ryan Lochte, Paula Deen, there's something needs to be said about ABC, but you can do racist stuff. You can do anything, and they will get you to do Dancing with the Stars to try to normalize you. I'm not saying that they can't find black folks who've been in the news, but you can. You can go get Michael Vick, try to get him to do Dancing with the Stars. You can get OJ. You can get somebody else, but it seems to me that this is a pattern with ABC, is that as soon as you get controversy, that Dancing with the Stars wants to get you on there to normalize you. I wonder if Tanya Harding is... never mind if you're not old enough to know that. All right. Now, didn't want to stop with Donald Trump news because there's a bunch. Now, former teen, Miss Teen USA claims that she was warned that Donald Trump doesn't like black people during her 2010 pageant. Now, Cammie Crawford from Maryland wrote a string of tweets about her experience with Donald Trump when she was 17 years old and became the first black woman to win Miss Teen USA in almost a decade. Now, she's now 23 years old. She was crowned Miss Teen USA at the Atlantis Paradise Island in the Bahamas in July 2010, and that's when she first met Trump. She said, as the first woman of color to win the title in almost a decade, I was forewarned prior to a meeting with him that Mr. Trump doesn't like black people. So don't take it the wrong way if he isn't extremely welcoming towards you. If he is, then he must like the type of black, then you must be the type of black he likes, is what the quote was. So just wanted to put that one out there. At least he didn't sexually assault her, so I'm glad about that. Whatever, stay away from her. And she also says that she witnessed this when Miss Universe was going on, when a black woman was rehearsing during Miss Universe. Donald Trump turned his back and kind of faked like he was being sick while she was on stage, while the black woman was up there. So former Miss Teen USA did say that part as well. Now, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice went to Facebook and she said, enough, Donald Trump should not be president. John McCain has also come out, along with 73 others, backing away from endorsing him and condemning his misogynistic remarks. Now, Nancy O'Dell, also, who Billy Bush and Donald Trump was talking about, or who Donald Trump was talking about in his comments, she broke her silence as he said that he tried to get with her, because I'm not going to curse on here, but he tried to get with her. And Nancy O'Dell said that... you know, I guess when it was revealed as a married woman that was a crude recording detailing that Donald Trump tried to seduce her. But she did break her silence. I'm not going to quote her on it this either. I think I'll skip her. Now, I want to say since a judge has issued a criminal summons for Governor Chris Christie, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, over Bridgegate, which could carry a sentence of up to 10 years if he's found guilty. And he faces an official misconduct complaint stemming from the closures of the lanes of the George Washington Bridge. So another Donald Trump supporter is in the midst of garbage. But hey, Rudy Giuliani divorces his wife on television, kicks her out of the mayor's mansion and moves his girlfriend in, and he also was married to his first cousin. And then you have people like Newt Gingrich, who's still backing Trump, who divorced his wife while she was had cancer and was in the hospital. So these are Donald Trump's people. Now, Donald Trump also called his pregnant wife, Melania, a monster and a blimp just 2 months after that whole comment stuff happened, is according to another report that's on, according to the Daily Mail. And Trump also called his daughter Ivanka voluptuous piece of stuff. And Donald also talked about some other things over his 35 years, misogynistic, I guess he had 17 years of interviews with Howard Stern, but it is crazy. I'm not going to even read any more of that stuff. Now, in other news, five teenagers were killed a man. I'm sorry, five teenagers were killed after a man drives the wrong way down the highway and then steals a police cruiser in an attempt to flee before crashing into seven cars. Now, this guy, Stephen Burgone, who's 36, was traveling northbound on a southbound lane in Interstate 89, and I guess it's Willingston, in the early hours on Sunday morning when he hit a car, the first car, and then jumped out of it. When the police jumped out to help, he jumped in a police car and started plowing through people. So, you know, and other sick news that's going on in the world. Now, parents are now more worried about the threat of hackers spying on their children than they are about strangers on the street. Now, one in eight British adults say that the threat of hackers accessing webcams is their biggest safety concern. 10% worry about strangers approaching their children on the street. Now, that is a shame. Now, more than anything, the big deal is the internet more than anything else. So, hey, be careful. Cover your webcams. If you're on, if you have a tablet, if you have a phone, you know, you can have your mic turned on while you're underwear. Put tape over it if you don't want people looking into your house. I just want to put that out as a public service announcement. Now, a mother and grandmother sobbed as they both get 9 years in prison for the heroin death of a 16-year-old who overdosed while they were passed out in the same room. Now, Heather Fry, who's 32, pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter in her son Andrew Fry's death in a Super 8 motel in Green, Ohio, on April 6th. Now, her mother, Brenda, who's 52, admitted to providing heroin. Now, Heather's attorney said that she scolded her son when she saw him walk out of the bathroom with a syringe that night and claimed that Heather had never intended for her son to use drugs and that Brenda had delivered for her and a friend. Now, that gets a little bit messy, but they're both now in jail and they received 9 years. Now, this week, there was not that many cases about heroin overdose doses in the news, but someone last week did get arrested. Another girl, 25 years old, was arrested for passing out with heroin and having an infant in the car. I'm not feeling sorry for anybody, but I just wanted to say that we're doing that in the news because it's always in the news and nobody actually talks about it, so we're going to talk about it. Now, ex-Brown University student who was drugged and sexually assaulted at a frat party claims that the school dropped the case because her attacker was a trustee's son. Now, a female former Brown University student is suing that Ivy League school over how it handled her allegations that she was drugged at a fraternity party, and that guy was let off. Okay, now, Indiana pastor Bobby Slagle who's 69, was arrested after he told a brother and sister that he was going to shoot them if they didn't get off his property, get off his lawn.